Blog Talk Radio.
Health, finance, mental, physical.
Welcome to Health by Design with Minister Sarette Sands. Health by Design is the radio program of Alpha Health Ministry, which will focus on health education and personal health improvement by covering various health and wellness topics designed to educate, elevate, and inspire people to take control of their health and well-being. This is a Christian radio program which adheres to biblical-based principles designed to promote a healthy spirit, soul, and body. Now welcome your host, Minister Sarette Sands.
Hello, hello, everybody on Radio Land. Hello, 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 everyone. Welcome to Health by Design. I am your host. My name is Monisha Trotter, and we have a special treat for you today. This month is Minority Health Month, and we have with us today Dr. Vera Stevens, and she is a wonderful speaker. So we are going to bring her on right now, and we will have her say hello to everyone. Dr. Vera, are you on? Hello.
Hello.
Hello, Dr. Stevens. How are you?
Hello.
Hi, how are you? You're on the air live. This is on Health by Design.
Greetings, greetings, greetings.
Greetings. How are you?
Oh, okay, this is Minister Sands. Can you hear me, Monisha?
Oh, yes, Minister Sands, how are you?
Oh, bless the Lord. Okay, so I know today is a special program with Dr. Vera Stevens with Health by Design Radio. We're talking about minority health issues. And, of course, there's many issues that are affecting our minority community, whether it be the African-American community or the Latino community. We do want to be aware of what those issues are. A lot of issues that are affecting our people. We just know that there is a balm in Gilead, and there is a healer, and there is a God that will restore us if we believe so. And as we're waiting for Dr. Stevens to chime in today, we just want to greet the radio listening audience. Monisha, can you give them the number that they can call if they want to dial in today and speak with?
Absolutely. The number is 718-508-9437. And that's 718-508-9437. Just dial in at any time, everybody, and listen in on the radio show.
I want to make sure that we are giving out that number again. If you would just check the number that they would need to, the number that the radio listening audience would call in on, and then I'll ask you to repeat that again if you would check that number. And also, if you could go ahead and give a shout out, holler out to Dr. Stevens as we're waiting for her to be on the line.
Dr. Stevens, you are on live. How are you?
Yes, good afternoon. How are you guys doing?
Good
how are
afternoon.
You today?
We are awesome today. How are you?
Doing great. I'm doing great.
We are so excited to have you on our show. So why don't you tell us what it is that you know, what it is about Minority Month. Tell us how you, part two, you're going to go into, correct? So let's talk about that.
Yes, well, thank you all so very much for having me on the show. What a great show. I'm excited, and I'm sure the listeners are excited. And I just want to greet the listeners, those that are listening and those that will be calling in later on. because this is a great topic, and I'm extremely excited about it. Again, my name is Dr. Vera Stevens, and I have to express that I am not a medical doctor. I am a clinical licensed pastoral counselor as well as a nutritionist, and as well I am a fitness trainer and aerobic instructor. And what we do in the community, we are 14 and a half years old, and what we do in the community, we go out throughout the community as well as site visits, you know, educating on nutrition. Our main topic is nutrition that we focus on. Of course, we teach and educate on all the other health issues like diabetes and cholesterol and high blood pressure and, you know, heart disease and those type things. So this is what we do in the community, and we've been around for 14 and a half years, and we have seen great results. We are teaching on health issues as well. We have a nutrition class monthly that we teach on with two different programs. So we're excited about what we're doing, and we're seeing great results. So, again, I want to thank the listeners for listening in and for your cute questions, and I also want to thank you all for having me on the show.
You're so welcome. Now tell us about Minority Month, and tell us what your knowledge is on that.
Well, throughout the community, as well as going to different locations like churches, community centers, schools, and, you know, different businesses, teaching on these health issues. We have seen so many different health issues in the community, which the people are not aware of. All they know that they are getting sick and they are dying at early age for different reasons. But they're not aware of what's going on, and the reason why they're not aware because they have not been educated on what causes these problems. So we have seen so many different health issues in the community, approximately with all ages.
Okay, well, what we're going to do is we're going to take a short break, and we will be right back.
Water Life International Ministries presents Women That Uphold Conference 2015 with prophetic and anointed speakers such as Dr. Cindy Trim, Pastor Ronald and Queen Hinkle, Apostle Jacqueline Tirado, Lady Michelle Proctor, Prophetess Bonnie Stamp, Minister Jill Capri Sims, and it's all taking place at the International Palm Resort and Conference Center, 6515 International Drive, Orlando, Florida, April 16th through the 18th. For more information, call 561-247-2680 or visit us on the web at woliministries.org. Woman Thou Whole Conference. I'll see you there.
Okay, we are back. Dr. Stevens, will you please continue with what you have with the Minority Health? And we would love to continue hearing from you.
Well, as we was talking earlier with the Minority Health, as we were saying that with the health issues in the community, from some years ago, 7 years ago, doing this in the community, we have actually seen a great result, you know, with our teaching and educating the people on these different health issues to avoid, you know, different sickness and diseases. So we are seeing a great result in that, and you know, and people are becoming more aware, because if they are educated, once you teach them and educate them, they can be aware of all of these health issues so they can live a long and healthy life, not just a long life, but, you know, you want to live a long and healthy life.
Okay, so tell us more. You were saying that you want, when people are educated, people are aware. So tell us more about that. Tell us what you have as far as part two of this. I know that you were spoken with us on last Saturday about it. So let's go into part two of what you have in store for us today.
Okay. So what we talked about, last week we talked about, you know, a healthy diet, you know, what is a healthy heart diet, because as I go out throughout the community and, you know, elsewhere, different locations, that people just don't know what is a healthy diet. They know that they are eating. They don't know what is a healthy diet. They don't know what to do to change the food that's in their diet. They're accustomed to going on a diet, which we don't teach that, because teaching diet does not work. So we do not teach that. We just teach a lifestyle change. What can I do? What can I do to make a healthy heart or a healthy lifestyle change? And what basically what we are doing, we are teaching them line by line, word by word, and helping them to fully actually understand what to do in order to live a long and healthy life, and what to do to change the food in a diet. So as we telling them and teaching them and advising them how to do this, then of course they are making a great change. So these changes, as a lifestyle changes, is just not a diet change. You need to make these changes part of your daily routine in order to live a long and healthy life and be accustomed to the food that's causing the sickness and all of these diseases in your body. So this is basically what we are doing in the community. And so we start from the basic, not just saying, okay, well, you need to eat your fruits, or you need to eat your vegetables, you need to drink water. Well, if you're telling me that I need to eat fruits and vegetables, you're telling me I need to drink more water, you're telling me I need to exercise, but why? I need to know why. Why do I need to do these things? Why is exercise important? How much exercise do I need to do? What are the results, or what are the benefits once I do this exercise? If I'm going to eat fruits and vegetables and drink water, well, I need to be educated. I just don't need to know it's important to drink it. I need to know what is it going to do for me in a long run or short term. So this is what mm-hmm. we do. We teach them word by word. It's important. Yes, it is important to drink water, pure natural water, because your body requires a certain amount of water per 24 hours, like 8 to 10 8-ounce glasses of water per day. We also telling them the importance of drinking water. We're telling them and teaching them the importance of, you know, eating fresh fruits and vegetables. So we need to just, you know, tell the people why and what's the purpose and the benefits of these things.
What do you have for us? What do you have to, what kind of advice or what do you have to give to us that would help us today? What is your best advice for us?
Well, my best advice, if there is someone or anyone that are thinking about changing their eating habits for a lifestyle change to avoid health issues, then I would advise first, check with your medical doctor first. That's my first mm-hmm. advice. So mm-hmm. everyone can be on the same page. You need to talk to your doctor and let your doctor know. And basically, if you're having some kind of health issues, quite naturally, you definitely need to start with your doctor or your PCP first and let your doctor know, okay, because I'm sure your doctor has already told you that, okay, you're having these health issues and you need to change your eating habits. So I'm sure that has been, you know, told. So once you check with your doctor and let your doctor know what's going on, then your doctor will advise you to check with a local, you know, a nutritionist or health care provider to, you know, to guide you and help you to change your eating habits so you can live better or to get off of these, you know, certain medications. Not saying to mm-hmm. stop taking your medications if you have some kind of health issue. You continue to take your medication until your doctor tells you to stop doing it. But you need to start first with your doctor?
There's a lot of people that say, you know, I tried every diet in the book, and, you know, I'm trying all these diets, and they just don't work for me. What is your advice for them?
Well, my advice is, because I have this question all the time, in these comments, I tried every diet, I tried this, I tried, you know, surgery, different surgeries, and, you know, it just doesn't work. Well, the reason why it doesn't work, because if you go on a diet for a certain amount of time, you're going to eat a certain amount of food, which you don't really like, and that's not going to work. So you need to change. Don't even worry about the diet, because, like I said, we don't teach the word diet because they do not work. It doesn't work. We teach change your eating habit for a lifetime. Once you change your eating habits, then everything will fall in line. The weight, you will lose weight. You will feel much better. You will look better. Your skin, your hair, your nails. You will have a better attitude. You have a high self-esteem. You're having some kind of health issues. Your blood pressure will go down. If you're a diabetic, all of that stuff. Everything, your high cholesterol, everything will, you know, go back to its normal range if you change your eating habit for life, not do it just for a week or two or 4 weeks. This is for life. So this is why we do not teach diet. So that's my advice to anyone that are thinking about or need to lose or has been advised to lose some weight. You have to change, because if it doesn't change, it's going to come back.
Do you have any wisdom that you can impart to us as far as a healthy lifestyle?
Meaning?
Meaning that, you know, we as a minority group, we tend to think that by using diets and using different methods can reduce a certain amount of results. But when we do that, it doesn't always work for us. So do you have any special advice tips that would help us?
Most people not getting away from the question, but this is one reason why most people, they get frustrated. They go on a diet and they lose a certain amount of weight, and then they get, you know, then it's a standstill. Say, for instance, if you are going on a diet for 2 weeks and then you start to lose weight, and then the third week, nothing. Then the fourth week, nothing. You are like at a standstill. Well, then you're going to get frustrated because nothing is happening. And the reason why nothing is happening, because you haven't made up your mind that you want to change your eating habits. And changing your eating habit is so very, very important. That is the tip that I have. You have to change your eating habit, and you have to take control. If we don't take control, I mean, nothing is going to happen. We have to be in control. We have to take control of our own lives, because we are what we eat. So if we don't take control and put our mind to what we need to do, okay, say, for instance, we know that there's a sale going on. We done read the newspaper, or we done saw a commercial. Someone done told us that there's a 50 or 75% sale going on at a certain department store. Well, your mind is already set that you are going to catch that sale. You're going to be there at the store when the door opens, the doorbuster. You're not going to let that sale go by. So you have put in your mind that you are going to catch that sale. It's the same thing with our eating habits. We have to put in our mind, we have to take control that we are going to do this. And first of all, we need to do it for God, and then we need to do it for ourselves. Because if we don't do it for God and we don't do it for ourselves, nothing is going to work. That's just as simple as that. We have to take control. We have to learn to take control. Because if we've taken control of everything else in life, why can't we take control of changing the way we eat for a lifetime? It's very simple.
Now, for those that are diabetic and have high blood pressure, what is your best?
For those that are diabetic, and of course, mm-hmm. you know, if they're diabetic and if they're taking medication, and if mm-hmm. they have high blood pressure, they're taking medication, my advice is, especially a diabetic know what to follow because their doctor has already told them, because you have to follow the protocols. You have to do what you're supposed to do. And being a diabetic, it is reversible, but it's not going to be reversed until that individual will take control. You have to do the right thing. You need to do the right thing. You need to eat when you're supposed to eat. You have to keep your blood pressure in range. Blood sugar in range. You need to exercise. You need to drink the amount of water that you should drink. The same as having high blood pressure. All of these issues are reversible, but who's going to do it? The doctor, they can't force you. They're not forcing you to do
right.
it. But this is why we have to take control and do what we're supposed to do. As long as we do what we're supposed to do, then everything will fall in place. So that diabetes and blood pressure, it is reversible. Eating what you're
and
supposed to.
And how do we reverse that?
By changing the way that you eat. Changing the food
okay.
that's in your diet. And when I say change the food in your diet, I'm not talking about a diet per se. I'm just mm-hmm. saying changing the way you eat. If you're accustomed to eating fast food, then you need to change that and choose a more healthier way to eat. Not saying that fast food has all unhealthy food. There are salads and there are, there are juices and things that, all natural juice and water that you can choose from the health food store. Or you can just check with a health care provider, a nutritionist or something like someone like that, that can help you if you're not aware or you have no knowledge of that. Check with the local clinics and all of these healthcare places that someone can advise you and help you and guide you so you can change your eating habits. So by doing that and doing exercise, and when I say exercise, it doesn't mean that you have to go and buy a gym membership. There's other mm-hmm. ways that you can exercise. You can start brisk walking. You can go in the park and you can walk in the park and you can play with the kids and throw ball with the kids. There's so many different exercises that you can do. So if you do all of these things, everything is reversible.
There's a lot of people that take medications, people who are diabetics and have high blood pressure, and they want to take the natural approach. What is your best solution for them?
Well, my advice is if they want to do something like that, they need to check with their doctor first. They have
okay.
to check with the doctor.
Okay. So they check with the doctor first, and, do they come to you for natural solutions? Or
yes, they can come to me for a natural solution once they check with the doctor, and if anyone would like to check, check with us. You can, by all means, to call us, and we are located. Our phone number is 954-964-5477. And if you're out of the area, it's 1-877-912-5433. Or you can just email us with your questions at abundantlife2000@bellsouth.net.
And we just want to let the listeners know, if you want to dial in, it's 718-508-9457. That's 718-508-9457. And we want all the listeners, everybody tell a friend and dial in, because what you're missing is a great treat. So what we want to do is we want to give you that number one more time, and that's 718-508-9457. Okay, Dr. Stevens, tell us, let's talk about people that have terminal illnesses such as cancer. They go through their treatment and they are having, a hard time with eating certain foods. And what is your best, what do you have to offer them? What does your center have to offer cancer patients?
Well, yes, there is a certain a meal plan that all of these health health issues, anyone dealing with any kind of health issues, there are a different meal plan for those type people. Advise everyone, you know, because your doctor will tell you what you need to do in order to, you know, to help you with these type health issues. So yes, there is a certain meal plan for cancer patients.
Okay. Can you share a little bit about what the meal plans are? What kind of meal plans do you have? Say for a person that has lung cancer or something to that, what kind of meal plans do you offer there? What are your meal plans? What do you offer?
Well, we offer, our meal plan is a healthy, eat healthy, live healthy meal plan, which includes fresh fruits and vegetables. Of course, you know about the water, whole grains, fruits and vegetables, fiber, green leafy vegetables. Those type of things that we have on our meal plan for cancer patients.
Okay. Is there anything that you have, like any announcements that you have that you would want to share with us? We are down to our last few minutes, and we just want to give you a chance to share any announcements or anything like that that you would like to invite us to?
Anyone would like to call in for any questions regarding this show today. We would love to hear from you, and you can call us at 954-964-5477 out of the area, 1-877-912-5433, or you can just email us at abundantlife2000@gmail.com.
Okay. And we like to say here at Alpha Health, it is be healthy and be whole. And God wants us whole in every area of our life. We're going to now close and end the show. And we want to thank you so much, Dr. Stevens, for being a part of the show today.
Thank you for having me.
And we are so excited to have you. So thank you so much. And we hope to next week tune in to our to Health by Design RX and we are Health by Design Network so that you can enjoy a great treat. We are educating you with health. Okay? So God bless and be whole in every area of your life.
Thank you for tuning in to Health by Design with Minister Sarette Sands. We pray that this program has ministered to your spirit, soul, and body. If you would like more information about this radio program or would like to request Minister Sands for speaking engagements, call 954-292-4891. If you would like more information about products or services offered by Alpha Health Ministries, visit our website at alphahealthrx.com. Again, that's alphahealthrx.com. And remember, Alpha Health would love to partner with you. So if you have products or services that you feel would benefit our listening audience, please don't hesitate to give us a call. And let us leave you with this final thought, 3 John 1:2. Beloved, I wish above all things that you may prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospers.